The Republican-run Senate today is expected to approve a deficit-laden $2.2 trillion budget for next year. The House passed it last week, but left room for President Bush's $726 billion tax cut package. An unexpected vote in the Senate yesterday sliced that tax package in half. It was a sharp setback for the president, just hours after he had asked for an additional $75 billion this year, largely to pay for the war in Iraq. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
It was a bipartisan group of senators who proposed limiting new tax cuts to $350 billion, halfway between those who wanted the full presidential tax cut included in the budget and those who wanted none or very little of it. Ohio's George Voinovich tried to persuade his fellow Republicans to accept the compromise.
It makes sense. We're on the edge of a fiscal crisis in this country if we keep going the way we are, particularly with this war that's hanging over us today.
But Voinovich, Olympia Snow of Maine, and Rhode Island's Lincoln Chafee were the only Republicans among 51 senators who voted to shrink the tax cut figure by half. The other 48 GOP senators all voted against it. Those opponents had prevailed in a similar vote during the budget debate last week. Louisiana Democrat John Breaux co-sponsored the amendment downsizing the tax cut. He said a key factor in its passage yesterday was President Bush's request for the extra $75 billion for a war of unknown cost and duration.
I think the war obviously has an impact on it. How much it's going to cost, I think, is still very uncertain. I think in addition to that, the fact that we do not have a surplus and out of which to pay for a tax cut was something that was a very important factor in allowing us to pass our amendment.
Republicans doubt they'll be able to undo the tax cut shrinking amendment before a final vote on the budget this afternoon. Iowa GOP Senator Charles Grassley, who will actually draw up the tax cut bill, seemed resigned to working with a lower figure.
We need more than a $350 billion tax relief to do the job the right way. Now, don't get me wrong, if $350 billion is a number, that's a number that, as chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, I will work with. The Finance Committee will develop the best package that we can.
The differences between the Senate's budget and the one passed last week by the House will have to be worked out in a conference. It's clear from yesterday's vote that the House will likely have to settle for a smaller tax cut package than it had approved. It's not clear whether some of those senators who voted to pare down the tax cut would support a bigger one as part of a compromise. But as the war with Iraq wears on, Democrats trust their case for holding the line on tax cuts will only grow stronger. Wisconsin's David Obey, the top Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee, says the $75 billion the president requested yesterday is only the beginning of a new drain on the federal budget.
The American public is rapidly being given the impression this is the bill for the war. It's not. It's the down payment on the bill for the war. I mean, you ain't seen nothing yet in terms of the costs that are going to be coming at us.
Congress is expected to debate but ultimately approve the $75 billion requested by the president for the war. All of that money will have to be borrowed, plunging this year's budget deficit close to $400 billion. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.